Hi, everybody. This is Ramble Redhead. Just want to send you a quick audio boo for today. Today is October 6, 2010. Just want to let you know that today is the day of Joe and I's fourth year anniversary. And so I just thought I'd do a quick audio boo to say thanks for all the well wishes I received so far on Twitter and Facebook. And I just want to say I greatly appreciate it. And one of the things that I will never forget about meeting Joe is that he and I have been talking back and forth on the internet and said we kept going to meet, and then stuff just kept happening. And then finally, this one mutual friend of ours said, "Hey, I know this great guy. You ought to meet him." And he told, of course, both of that to both of us. And so then that night we met. And at first I didn't think Joe and I had clicked because he was just acting really quiet and shy. And then the next day he called me and asked me to go to lunch with him. And so we did. And basically ever since then, we've been together. And one of the greatest memories I have of him is that we met, of course, in October. And then that following December, Joe invited me to go to his winter ball dance, which was for all of his coworkers, and there were all these older straight couples, and there was only a few members of the GLBT community that were there. And right in the middle of the evening, I was sitting talking to some people, because this is the first time I actually got to meet some of his coworkers. And right in the middle of this, all of a sudden he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "Will you dance with me?" And I said, "Sure." I said, "Are you sure?" And he goes, "Yeah." And they were playing the song "At Last" by Etta James. And so it was one of the most touching, most sweet, most romantic moments that I ever had in my life. And looking back, I get a big smile on my face every time I think about it because it was so sweet. And it is one of the reasons why I will always love my Joe. So I hope you have a great day, and you be good and take care of yourself. And remember, a crazy redhead in Indiana loves you. Okay, bye-bye.